Good morning, guys. It is almost 10 a.m. where I am. I just got off of Instagram Live doing a live video kind of explaining Marcus and I's journey with infertility. If you want to go ahead and check that out, all of my social medias will be linked down below as always. So I am kind of excited to do this podcast. I'm at least going to be talking a little bit more in depth about our journey because I know I really haven't said too much about it, I feel. So with that, grab your snacks, grab your drinks, get comfortable, do your thing, girlfriend, and enjoy the podcast. Okay, so like I said before, I did just do an Instagram live on our story, kind of more in depth. I kind of want to just kind of make it a little short and sweet here because it is a long one. Marcus and I have been married for 4 years. We've been trying for about 2.5 to 3 of those years to have a baby. And we've been through so much in the past 3 months that it's so unrealistic. It's fucking crazy. At first it was, we just thought, okay, well, we'll go to a regular doctor, kind of talk to them about it, see what they have to say, pretty much. And so we did, and Marcus got a semen analysis done, and I got, blood work and an HSG, which, like I said, I will never fucking recommend an HSG to anybody ever in my life, and I will never do one ever in my life again because it was so painful. It was crazy. So I got my blood work done, and all of my hormone results came back in the normal range, which is good. That's really good. And so we got Marcus's semen analysis done the same day I had my HSG done because we didn't know how the HSG was really going to affect my body, which I was in so much pain. Like I said, never again. Ever. And pretty much the doctor had told us if our HSG, his semen analysis, or my hormone levels come back abnormal, she has to refer us to the infertility clinic. But if everything comes back normal, she'll start me on 3 months of Clomid if that doesn't work, and then they will send us to the infertility clinic. So either way, we were going to go, pretty much. So we did my HSG. They could only find, the radiologist could only find 1/2 of my uterus. So, which that ended up being my right side. And so pretty much that was that. And he sent the results over to our doctor. He also said what he found was a membrane, but didn't specify. So we were really, really confused, like what the hell he meant. Then he told us that it was either a bicornuate or a unicornuate uterus. Bicornuate is heart-shaped. Unicornuate is only either your right or your left side with one fallopian tube, usually the other tube and ovary is so underdeveloped it either does not work or does, and you have to get surgery if you need to, if you keep having recurrent miscarriages. It's called a rudimentary horn, for those of you wondering. So at this point, we are waiting for the doctor for Marcus's semen analysis and my HSG results, like what she thinks, to come back. And so she ends up calling me while I'm out at lunch with my best friend and tells me that she only sees one side of my uterus. She doesn't think I have a left side. So she's just going to go ahead and refer us to the infertility clinic 45 minutes away from us. And so I was heartbroken, and she still hadn't received the results back from Marcus's semen analysis yet. So she was still kind of waiting for all of that. And so were we. And so I made an appointment with the infertility clinic. Marcus ended up having to go and get his physical copy, like just the paper printout of his results from his semen analysis, which we ended up reading the numbers how we thought they were, and we were also just a little bit confused. Our appointment, which you guys know if you listen to that podcast, was the day after our 4-year anniversary. So we went up, and there is a podcast on that if you want to know what really kind of went down, but it turns out that his numbers are in normal range, so he's normal. I may or may not have a septum in my uterus, or it might be biocornua, which actually looks like rabbit ears. If it's a septum in my uterus, the top of my uterus is flat like it's supposed to be, but there was just a septum that grew inside of my uterus that's not supposed to be there. They can surgically remove that. If it's a bicornuate uterus, my uterus looks like bunny ears. Like, just think of it that way. It was coming together and then it just didn't. So I would have like two sides. Anyway, I do have my left side complete with fallopian tube and ovary filled with eggs, which makes me happy. Let's see. And then I had my MRI last Wednesday, which there's also a podcast on that. So if you guys want to know how that went, yeah. But there's two podcasts on that, like scheduling it, and then I think I have the results podcast. But now we're just kind of in the waiting process of our next appointment, which is on the 19th, which is the day after Marcus's birthday. Luckily enough, it's just a phone call. We don't have to go up, do, you know, anything like that. And then I think that is the day we find out his blood results and if I've got to have surgery or not, because our doctor should have the images by then. So there is all of that, and it's crazy, and I never ever thought we would have to be doing so much just to have a baby, but we're really, really willing to do it, and that's that. I mean, yeah. If anybody does have any questions, feel free to, you know, let me know, chime in. Don't forget to, if you really kind of want an in-depth of everything, to head over to my Instagram and watch my Instagram live story. I will link all of my social medias down below, like I always do. Don't forget about listener support. There is a little button on the dashboard you can click that says listener support, and you can donate 3 different amounts. You get to pick the amount every month. If you don't donate, that's fine. I'm not going to pressure anybody to donate. If you do donate, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. It goes straight towards our baby fund, and kind of really helps out with all of those medical bills that are stacking up. And so there's that. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and I hope everybody has a really good day, and yeah, so lots of love, lots of light, lots of hope, and lots of baby dust. Bye, guys.